Sunday Parshas Dvorim, Shlomo Weisbart.
Right. Last time at racing, halachas we learnt about, and those were the halachas of Yalev Yovin at sea, benching. So we started off with the halacha of if someone forgets, let's talk about at sea, someone forgets at sea on Shabbos. So he's absolutely sane. He should say Ritzay and benching, that's what he should have done. And he missed it out. So he said, calls man, you're before Baruch HaTzim or Boyne Barachmon. So you said, if you realize I've not said Ritzay, you stop there, go back to Ritzay. Once you said the word Baruch HaTzim Hashem, Hashem's name. So we said then, right? You said Yamdeni Chukecha, middle of benching, you finish off Yamdeni Chukecha, and then you go back to it, say, and carry on with the next line. And then we spoke about one, we said, Baruch Atah Hashem Boini. We said that already. So then we said, the halacha is that you've got to finish off the bracha, Boini Barach Mushlaim Amin. And then, interesting enough, what you do is that a normal, very often Siddurim, you've got a lot of Siddurim have got an extra bracha to make. Okay? So far, so good. Now, last week I told you something which was not really correct. I was not wrong, it's not 100% correct. So that was what we said last week, yeah? Then I said to you, what happens if you start the next bracha already of Hokelovim? So a person starts Boruch of Hokelovinu, Boruch HaTzah Hashem Mekei Melech HaOlam, Hokelovinu. He starts the word Boruch. So I told you last week that's a problem. Very interesting halacha is actually, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah, perhaps I've seen this very often, the Mishnah Berurah Kupei Ches Chav Gimel says the following. That's why I made my mistake. Kos B'Chai Adam. So again, the person who missed out would say, and just started the next bracha of Boruch. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Chav Gimel, Kos v'chai adam, he says, it doesn't mean Boruch in the Chav, it means Boruch atah Hashem elekeinu melech ha'olam hokeil. That's what it means. The whole thing, so we're arguing. Zeh mikri ha'shol lebrochas, that's called starting this bracha. Avo, im omar rok, Boruch atah Hashem elekeinu melech ha'olam, if you just said elekeinu melech ha'olam, Yisayim Hashem nosn shabos l'mnuchah. Not like I said last week, yeah? I told you not like this last week. I'll tell you where I came from. I came from the Bi'ah Locha, and the Bi'ah Locha quotes this Chai Adam. I'm Mishnah Berurah Mashak Sam Shina Chai Adam. Hine Mishari Achroinim, from all of the Achroinim, it's Mashma Shamaskal Brocha Zu Shuba Eintakon because of it. Once you start with Brocha, you've had your chips. You lost it. Like Chai Adam. When they read the Surah Huda Hadam, Mishnah, what's the word? Hey, Mashem, you tell me. If he's a man, Mahani Shima, Hashem, 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 you already start next bracha. Al Kain, says he, says the Mishnah Berurah Bi'alacha, the Dina de Chai Adam, Tzorich Iyan Gol. It's a big mystery in this Chai Adam. So I told you, based on this, that Lachera, once you start the word Boruch of the next bracha, you've had it. But I was looking around at the Shabbos, and I said, many Achronim say, the Maisa in the Mishnah Berurah himself, he writes like the Chai Adam. So calls man not said Hokeil, you can use the words Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam for Hashem Nosson Shabbos
Lemnuchah. Although you were coming for another
yeah. Look, in the Sefer Zois HaBracha, he writes down that the Maisa, once you start the Baruch, you've had it. Okay. He's going like the Alok, that's where I was coming from. And he says, stop. The Maisa, I've seen many Achronim take on not like this Bi'alacha, like the Mishnah Berurah himself, and they say the Maisa you can carry on. If you said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, and then you realize you can carry on. So I hope this didn't happen to anyone this week. But the mice, both of them are right. I mean, the mice got a chai, you got the other on one side, the chai on the other side. I'm saying, there's no such wrong capacity that you have it. Once you said it, you've got trouble. But it's an interesting thing. The mice, it looks like some other thing. Someone once told me a club, I don't know if this happens often, the Mishavura says one thing, and the Bialocha says not like that. Who do you follow? So I once heard, I don't remember, strike this, that the Mishavura was the main thing. The Mishavura is the main thing, how you're supposed to do the halacha, which will fit in now into this club. Yeah? So again, the last recap of that, what we say, if a person started, Baruch Atah Hashem and Akin Melech HaOlam, and he realized it's not said that Baruch Hashem Nosson Shavos Lenucha, he can change it. He does not have to start the whole pitch again. Alright? Okay, that's more or less what we finished off last week. And just finish off another thing we said. Also, that's another issue that Mishavura says.
What's the story of making difference between
Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of Rachim, and you say, Lamdeni Chukecha?
Yeah.
Then you
say,
Lotzol Rachim, to your back to Lamdeni Chukecha?
Yeah.
Even though it's not part
of
any. Yeah. Lamdeni Chukecha, Rachim.
What
if you say Baruch Atah Hashem and the next Bracha? So it's too late. Well, it comes in a different Kechodem. What are you saying, Al-Alochim? You say Baruch Atah Hashem and Kechim
Melech HaOlam, you're right.
In the next Bracha. You and me?
Yeah.
But Mishavura reads that, you say, Baruch Atah Hashem and the Kenim Melech HaOlam in the fourth Bracha, you can still switch to Hashem Nos and Shabbos and Rukha. If you want to say Pelemini.
No, but he wants to say, if you say Boch, you say it's finished.
Go to Wachshah, yeah.
Why can't you use that Boch to make it Lamdeni Chukechol and you back to, and then say the Boch?
Go back to Boruch, yeah.
Say Boch, that's Hashem Lamdeni
Chukechol,
then make that Boch.
Look, the fourth Boch is the end of the thing, I think.
You're right, but you haven't started. You said, "Baruch Hashem Lamdeni Chukechol." So you're back to the point of asking Shalom Amen, and you can still say that other book.
Is that what you're asking? Why can't you say Baruch Atah Hashem Lamdeni Chukechol according to the Chai? Okay, so they share. Well, I think I've got to mention Bishop Bruce is very interesting. I don't think it happened. It could happen, I suppose, somewhere. If someone's, for example, somewhere, and he's got up to Boine Rachel Shlaim Amin, and he realizes he's forgot to say what's safe. So we say, you make this bracha over here. Let's say he's in a place where there's no Siddurim, he doesn't know this bracha perhaps. Bishop Bruce said, in that case, I have to go back to the whole beginning of Bench. Start the whole of Bench again. Means you go on eight and say this bracha if you can. If you don't know this bracha, you're stuck. You have to start with saying it to go back to hold up. Okay, everybody say. Okay. Very interesting, I'll look up. I say, what caught my eye with this ring, why I wanted to put the heading was, a different situation because I'm Muslim, is first of all, people go on outings, wherever they're going, and there's a few things that cross your mind. One is, someone goes past a cow field, or someone sitting in a field, for example, and it smells of cows. Cow's manure. Are you allowed to make because I wasn't there? Another one is the washing. Let's say you're on a train and you're sitting there and the people in front of you are not dressed very nicely. Yeah? Are you allowed to do benching there? What happens? What?
Benching
you
down.
That's what it is. So you've got different signs of because I wasn't, different situations of where you want to know what to do. What can you do? Let's start from the beginning over here. And that is it, the halachas of making a bracha connected to erevah. Because this real strict erevah is talking about erevah mamish, with the parts of the body which are mamish and erevah. The problem is that doesn't really apply to us. We're talking about the normal level of parts of the body that are normally covered. And you're in a train, you're in a bus, and I say, wherever you are, you're in a park, you go anywhere, and I say, you know, I saw talking about Rob once, went to doing a chasta once. It should be on tape, this actually. So Rob said to me that Rob told someone, so he said to the lady, I can see you must be wearing a very expensive colour dress. She said, actually, it is very expensive, but how do you know? How do you know it's just an expensive dress? He said, I can see it's very short of material, it must be very expensive to buy the material. So obviously, it must be a very expensive dress. So unfortunately, in today's world, where we go sometimes, where we're travelling, and I said, people don't dress properly. So Shaila is now, what do you do? What can you do, the Maisa, when you're, I mean, what she's not bench, what are you supposed to do, not learn? It goes together, all these things, learning and benching, it goes together, these things, yeah? So what do you do? So I'm not going to Shulchan Aruch here, that a person mustn't make a brocha in front of a person who's not dressed properly.
Why shouldn't you dress properly?
Well, it's too hot, that's why they say it's too hot, they want it's too hot for them, so they want to be nice and cool. So they're not dressed very properly. I say, what can you do? So, in, what's relevant to us is the muscle, let's say that, above the arms, places of the body that are normally supposed to be covered are not covered. This applies to a non-Jewish woman as well. The only thing that doesn't apply to a non-Jewish woman is the hair covering. Hair covering applies to a Yiddish woman, a married Yiddish woman. She has to have her hair covered. Any other woman, a penuya, a young girl, or a non-Jewish lady, there's no problem with hair exposed. But let's say you're in a place where, unfortunately, the people aren't dressed properly, the ladies, whatever it is, what do you do? So, the poskim say that what you should do is, ideally, one should tilt one's body if one can. That means, for example, let's say, so I hope you don't mind, but let's say the lady is not dressed very well. So, what I should do is, ideally, I should turn my body away from him. That's the best. Now, sometimes it might be difficult to do, because you might have the same problem on that side as well. And you might have the same problem all around. So then the poskim say that if you put your look downwards, yeah, you look downwards.
Imagine closing
your
eyes would be ideal, no?
It's always a factor for that. First of all, if you want to,
if it's possible, yeah, it's disable your problems.
No, it's math as well.
Once your eyes are down, how's your mouth going to be up? Your eyes are down. Close your eyes. What's about closing? I'll tell you about closing your eyes. I say this should tilt, you should tilt your eyes a bit to walk downwards. When you're saying closing eyes, I'm not sure it could be. I don't know.
I'm only suggesting.
I don't know what this is. Yeah.
No, because he's saying you close your eyes and
he's trying to the problem with the looking.
So what is the mouth as well as face?
So what?
When you can't turn away, he says, yes, lismoich alat sima say nine. You can rely on closing your eyes. You can direct. This is the Zoysa Brocha. He's quoting from Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah, Ayin Hei, Sukkot Aleph. Alright, hey, so quite hello. Yeah. He's not happy with closing the eyes, but he said, when it's Yesha, near Yesh Nismachasa. You can rely on closing your eyes. Yes, the mice are best, he's not seen. That's the best. That is the best, you know. Ask Rob, the mice, person's got a problem. And they stopped talking about it once he booked some holiday to go up, maybe during the 9 days or something. So he asked the Rob, Shiloh, when he should travel during the 9 days. And the Rob said, the first thing the Shiloh should be, you should have booked it. That's the first Shiloh. Once you've booked it now, you know, but the other situation. So these things also, ideally, the best thing is to avoid the whole situation, obviously, right? But if one's stuck in such a situation, so it looks like. Not staring at the person, changing eye contact or closing one's eyes is okay. Say, learning also is okay like this. Learning is the same problem. You want to train, and if you're not dressed very well, so you've got the same problem. So either you close your eyes, but you've got a problem. You can't be the same if you close your eyes. So if you know about pair, it's good. But if you know about pair, you won't know about hair. So the mice say, you have to put it down, put something in front of your eyes, something like that. Yeah, you have to know. I was just reading a mice for one thing, I can't remember who it was. Actually, he was sitting on a bench with his Talmud, and a woman came to sit on a bench, not very sinistic. So the Talmud got up to go, stood away, and the Rav, moving away, the Rav, he took out his watch. He said, oh, it's so late already, I must go. He got up and walked away. He said he didn't want to embarrass the woman, boy, just to get up and pick up when she was there. He was up. So he pretended it was something else, it was late. So I'm saying one has to think of it before one does it, but one has to be careful. So these are the things that one should do. So ideally one should just look away when one is in such a situation, and then one can carry on. One's allowed to learn and one say the block. So say someone's got a bench like that, he's allowed to mention that situation. This issa of undressed people only applies for men to women, yeah? Women to women are not a problem, actually. woman to woman has a responsibility. A woman's opposite another woman is not dressed properly, then that's not a problem. She's allowed to make a bracha, she hasn't got this problem at all.
Why is that? Because according to the words you're saying, what's the difference you're saying?
Maybe it's not called an Erebus for a woman, maybe for a woman. It's not the same Erebus as a man. It could be different. And one other thing also I want to say
earlier. Elba is Mitzias.
Seems not. It seems it depends maybe on Hihuru, what a person might think about me. Could be. Just by the way, as I was checking these halachas actually, I was just also noticing, I read out what it says over here. Mutter Lavor, we spoke about this in the past. Mutter Lavor, Kishalei Mishra Begin on the Chaser Bosser. A person's got his food tracks on something, he can make a bracha. Alpha Pisha Shah Kufa Megulli, even though the rest of his body is uncovered. That's what we spoke about last time. Going on to Shalei Begin Yam, like a person who's in the swimming costume. Fitting really that when you make a bracha to be covered, like you said, but prime of work, but perhaps mavar bichas amosim. Certainly, when you don't bichas amosim, yes, shlabas karoy. Whether you should do this, he wants to tie in that swimming trunks is worse for bichas amosim than the other bracha. Maybe. So even though Bidi Evel we said maybe it's okay, the nice one to think about is not Baruch Shlomo Zalman. I'm not so happy about bichas amosim. He says bichas amosim might be worse. It could be actually an esrom. One should be careful. Okay, that's an interesting side over here. The other thing was what?
Doraisa.
He's not going with it. Davening is Durabonon, but it's as covered Hamelach, Shwen Ezra. I think it's, what did he say? The boy is as covered Hamelach?
Why shouldn't
Davening
be Shabbat?
He said it's covered Hamelach. Why shouldn't Davening be Shabbat? It's Masukah. It's a strange thing. It's a Tzorich Ian. If you're allowed to bench like this, he's not sure. We said last time, and I thought, maybe he had him, but he ever was all right. But I see now from him, he's not so happy with this. He just says, Sorach Ian, in Gambit Legabe Binas Amosn, Yachla Vorabi the Ebed, like Bishas had Chat Beli Kisu Kofelim, without top being covered. So someone's like, Yah Melach is boiling hot there, am I right? He's got just his shorts on. So Sorach Ian, whether you can actually bench like that, Kimish is doing me the Twilly, he said, since it's doing me the Twilly. Who would fill Loyatan? The same bracha, Choshev Shem Agon or Shem Zalman, Shagam Bachev Yom, Ein Levoy Bechamazim, Elen Kem is lavish Gamre, Oyd Miskalik at the top. So it's not correct what I said last time. I thought in the Sadr Din it was right, but it looks like it's written from Shem Zalman that one should not really do this actually. One should not do this. But the evidence is
not correct. Davening wearing shorts on top.
Davening?
Normal Davening, which happens with Gamarik. Wearing shorts on top.
Right, your legs are uncovered.
Yeah, shorts. Well, you say last time
he
said
it's
okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
No, that's right. I'm saying. Right. He seems to be talking about benching. He seems to be saying it's okay. Well, which also, as long as the top part's covered, looks like the bottom part is like we've got his swimming trunks pushes.
Correct.
So it looks like it's okay, but I don't know. Look, the Indian definitely coming. There's two things. The zichter din of Amos Hamalos, the double of Melech. So if you're asking the chachilah, where you should be wearing your shorts, I don't think Prince Charles would be very happy to see you in the shorts.
If our shorts come to the family camp.
What?
You said as well, if it's normal regular,
no swimming shorts.
No swimming shorts.
I don't know which one you should see, but I don't know.
You said people welcome him like that.
What? Rashid comes?
You said where people normally go,
maybe it's better.
On holiday, it's...
Maybe it's better. I'm not sure. After this, I'm not 100% sure. I would have thought so. But it seems to be only worried about the top part, finding the top part from trunks.
I'm putting down the pudding bus.
What?
I'm putting
the pudding bus.
I'm putting the pudding
bus. It's not so possible for him. That's not possible now. That's true. All right, but the other thing was also very interesting. The other thing was also very interesting, and that is about Kodishah. This also happens sometimes. You're in your place, and next door they've got the woman singing, I don't know what. And the maestro, what do you do? What can you do with the brochas, learning? It's all the same. Brochas, Torah, Bits and all the same thing, yeah? So Kerber Isha is a more, actually, more kuladic Issa, as it happens to be. It's much more kuladic. But this Issa of Kerber Isha is the Chathchila. Certainly, when one goes to Hodges, the Chathchila wants to try and avoid the situation. I'm talking about Bidi Evel, I'm talking about them. Come around and say, Rabbi, why is what said you're allowed to do without any problem? It's not true. The Chathchila, certainly, you're meant to avoid all this, yeah? So you put earplugs in. I thought you said, put earplugs in. But the Moshe, in a place where you can't do this, so the Issa of Kerber Isha applies to any girl, Pnuya, Eishas Ish, even his own wife. You can't see the Moshe Mikdusha, not talking. I'll come to the camera in a minute. Not talking, I'm singing. Talking about. Ah, sorry. Seeing is a promise to Moshe Mikdusha. This Issa, possible to many possible, applies the same on television, radio, anything like that, all the same. No killer. And I said many possible.
Whether you can see or not see.
What?
Whether you can see or not see.
Yeah, many possible. Machmir, there was no chilek. The Mitzvah says it here. Here, Tovin Hakman Gamma Kozem Ishmael Mash Electroni, tape or radio. Many people hold it's also called Krobi Ishmael. Level 1 that as well. See, everyone holds out. Zichel 1 try what?
If he knows
what's a tape?
So why should try and avoid that? The only hectic is for Kohen Isha is that Bishas HaShak, where a person stuck with Kohen Isha, that's a bit more kodadik. So here, when it's Iyash Limona, then Chazal allow you to make a brocha. They still allow you to do normal things, so you're allowed to make a brocha. Try very hard that you're not thinking too much about the music. So obviously, if you can block your ears, you could do something in the mic, but you can't hear the person, it's annoying. If you're stuck and the radio's blaring, it's got full blast on that radio, and actually you can't help it, and you can't help him singing, then the mic say, if you've got no other choice, and you've got no other room to go to, then you can bench and learn in that. Okay, that looks like.